Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your name and tell them God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. Y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car. Whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Ah, Lord. Ah, Lord. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
God will break you to position you, break you to promote you, and break you to put you in your right place. But when he breaks you, he doesn't hurt you. He doesn't, when he breaks you, he doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Ah! Anybody been gracefully broken where? Ooh! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, Father, tonight we're broken before you. Thank you for handling us with grace. Your worship right there in this moment. I'm right here pouring out my life gratefully.
Good morning, good morning. First of all, for all that's ahead of my life, welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday, and I'm super excited about the woman of God that's coming on this morning. We definitely want to give a shout-out to all the country that's listening in. Excuse me, Paris, Japan, South Korea, the Netherlands, of course the United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, and United Kingdom. We thank God that you guys tune in and listen to Apostle and I and all the other speakers that come on the show to give a word from God just for you. We know that you can openly praise God like we can on this side of the globe, but know that we're praying and interceding for you. You're not by yourself. Remember, that's the first thing the enemy attacks is your mind. Make sure, I say this all the time, make sure when you wake up, you thank God that you're still in the land of the living for one, that he gave you such another day to get things right with him. And put your heaven of salvation on in that order. That's what you need to do. Thank God for waking you up, and then put your heaven of salvation on. And your armor as well. Now, don't forget about your armor. But the first thing you have to do is put your heaven of salvation on, because the enemy thinks once you attack your mind that everything else will follow. You know, he's crafty. He already knows what you're capable of. He's seeing into your future. That's why the fight is so strong. But I'm here to tell you, just try Jesus. Your life will never be the same. Father God, I ask you to come on the broadcast this morning. Less of your daughter and more of you. Use your daughter this morning in a mighty way. Let her reach who needs to be reached and let her touch who needs to be touched. And give them understanding of what she's saying that came from you. Father God, we thank you for continuing to guide us in the right direction. Thank you for continuing to cover everybody that's listening in. We bind and rebuke the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know that you're on your way back. And we ask you to continue to show us what to do, how to do, and when to do it. It's not about us. It's all about you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, come on in. Come on in. The woman of God will be on shortly. I'm excited. This is a no judgment zone. We don't care about what you did last night nor this morning. Know that God is able to do exceedingly abundant above all things that you ever ask. Remember, having faith size of a mustard seed. My God, just think about that. That's a dot on a piece of paper, literally. If you have faith that small and it tells you that you can move mountains, who are you going to believe? Man of God. No, it's not going to be easy. We say this all the time. You surrender your life to Christ, excuse me. No, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be well worth it. Now, look, you tried it your way. I can only talk about Kashim. I tried it my way. I closed up for it. I had fun for a long time. But until I surrendered my life to Christ, I didn't understand my walk. I ran. Now, if anybody tell you when they became an evangelist, a minister, pastor, apostle, bishop, that it was easy, I'm here to tell you they lied to you. It was not an easy process. People want these titles, and they're thinking about self. This is about kingdom building. That's it. Once you have that in your mind, and I'm telling you, get around some kingdom building mind people. It's a difference because you have people that's praying on you, P-R-E-Y, not praying for you, P-R-A-Y-I-N-G. It's a big difference, people of God. Ask God to show you. Yeah, I don't waste my all on enough people. I'm not doing that in this season. I don't know when God coming back. And I want to be ready So I can hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. You can play if you want to, but I'm here to tell you, you don't, time is not on your side. We don't know the day nor the hour when Jesus Christ is coming back. Used to be he used to take all the old people. You remember back in the day? He was just, used to be all the old people. Oh, no. He's calling from newborn to the elderly. There's no age limit now. And all this stuff that's going on is showing you where you need to go and who you need to be connected with. COVID, just think about it. COVID was predicted years ago that this was going to happen. Years ago. God already knew. He already knew what you was going to do. But why did you lose your faith in him? That should have brought you closer to God. That should have brought you even closer to him, saying, God, what do I need to do? Cover me, cover my family, cover my children, and if you have grandchildren, if you have great-grandchildren. Father God, cover each and every last one of us. Remember, we can openly praise God. Some countries can't do that. They would get killed. Just saying this name, Jesus, or just being known as a Christian. Some countries will kill you. No, we're not in the best predicament here in the United States. But at least we can openly praise God wherever we are at. I'm telling you, if you don't ever listen to me again, just try him. He don't care what you did last night. He never left you. He's always been right there with you. Remember, God never left you nor forsake you. He's always been right there by your side. You don't want to have left him. He's been listening with his arms wide open, daughter, here I am. You need me? I'm right here. What do you need? But what do? We be hard-headed sometimes. See, I can talk about me. I'm listening. You know, you might not want to tell the truth. Yeah. I rode the fence thinking I was able to be in the world and worship and serve God. No, sweetheart. Yeah, that didn't work. I used to be told in the club, you don't supposed to belong in here. I'm grown. But that's just it. The devil knows who you are. And once you realize who you are, Jesus, learn who you are. Ask God to show you. Get connected with a midwife. The midwife is someone that's going to push you to your destiny and drive you to where you need to be. Guide you to your purpose and push you to your destiny. Excuse me. Get with somebody that's going to show who you are and help you understand who you are in God. No, sweetheart, it's not going to be easy. Nowhere in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation states it's going to be easy. But it does say, having faith, thou must you seek and move mountains. Jesus already died on Calvary for you. You don't have to explain yourself to anybody. Stop thinking and stop worrying about that. If they don't like you, oh, well, keep it moving, honey. They didn't like Jesus Christ if he still died on the cross just for you and I. You think you was the rebel what they were saying about him? No. Hold your head up. Get in a position. It's a change in the guards, people. The Lord is on his way. We lived off of Meemaw's and Big Mama and Granny prayers a long time. What's your relationship like with Christ? What's your prayer life like? Are you spending that one-on-one time with him? Or are you just calling when you need something? It doesn't work that way. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Friends want to speak or if you need prayer.
John 3:16 declares that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Understand today that whatever you're going through, God loves you and he cares.
I don't know.
Yes, God. Yes, God. He loves me. But we're not going to prolong the time. I'm going to introduce the song and present to others. Apostle D is on the line. She's ready to give a word from the Lord. Pen and paper and your Bibles together. Get ready to eat spiritually. I'm telling you, this mighty woman of God will blow your mind. Good morning, Apostle D. How are you?
I am wonderful. Good morning. Can you hear me well?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours. I'm going on mute. I'm excited. And let the Lord use you.
Oh, hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen, amen. I just want to first give honor to the Father who is ahead of my life, the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, who cultivates us and cleanses us and prepares us and propels us for the work of the kingdom. Amen. I just want to bless, hallelujah, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ who died on the cross for my sins, our sins, the blood that covers, hallelujah, the blood that brought us back and redeemed us. Glory, glory be to God, to the Father. I bless the Lord today. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing therein. I want everyone to get excited. I also want to give honor to the woman of God and the man of God, the Alba House. I just thank the Lord for the pastor, the prophet, today for allowing me to come on and be able to minister to the people of God. I want to bless those that are on the line that are hearing me from the north, the south, the east, and the west, all over the world. Today is the day that the Lord has prepared for you to be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for you to be redeemed, for you to be delivered, for you to be healed, for you to be sanctified in your soul. Glory to God, today is a day that the Lord has set aside for you to be able to hear the word of the Lord that will bring you into a new place, a place of change, a place, glory to God, hallelujah, as we say in the body of Christ, to shift you in the mind, to shift you in your heart, to shift you in your understanding, that you will begin to increase, glory be to God, into a place of favor, divine favor. Well, I just want to thank God for allowing me to be able to release this word to the body of Christ, to the believers, and to those that God is redeeming in this hour, to those that God is bringing back from a wounded place. Yes, there are some wounded soldiers, and God is speaking to you today that your work is still needed in the kingdom. Your gifts are still needed in the kingdom. Glory be to God. Your voice is still needed in the kingdom. I speak healing. I speak divine alignment. I speak order prophetically. Glory to God that somebody, hallelujah, is getting ready to be shaken out of a dry place. That somebody is getting ready to be watered by the word of God. And God said he will give the increase. Glory to God. Some plant, some water. But it is the Lord that gives the increase. Hallelujah. I move prophetically. So I pray that glory to be to God that y'all hear me. I just move as I hear the Holy Spirit speak. Then I begin to speak. I begin to decree and I begin to declare the word of the Lord. Many have heard the word of God, but this is the hour where God is cultivating the word of God inside of us through the Holy Spirit. God is stirring up in your spirit to be able, hallelujah, to take hold to the word of God. God is beginning to, glory to God, awake in a shaking and bring forth a revival in your soul, that you will begin to move in the grace that has been given unto you. Hallelujah. You pastor, I hear the Lord say, even there is a pastor's wife that is listening to me on today. Glory to God that God has a gift in you to be able to speak, hallelujah, to the people of God, to begin to speak to the daughters of Zion, to call them from a dry place. Hallelujah. Your word that's in your mouth is a gift to the body of Christ. You are much needed. Hallelujah. The rewards of God is on your life to speak what thus said the Lord. I'm talking about gifts this morning, gifts that the Holy Spirit has begun to impart into you, gifts that the Holy Spirit through the word of God, through you seeking the voice of God, through you seeking the face of God, to you wanting to understand who am I in God, what is my purpose in God, hallelujah, why have I been brought to this earth, but you've been brought to this earth to bring life, hallelujah, to somebody. Somebody wants to hear what you have to say. Somebody wants to hear what you've been through. Somebody wants to hear how God has redeemed you, how God has saved you, how God has anointed you, hallelujah, for a purpose. Yes, you are anointed for purpose. You are anointed for purpose. God has brought you to this earth, hallelujah. He has breathed the breath of life in you, and that's what makes the gift. Oh, y'all thought I was going to be just talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. No, the Lord began to speak to me. He said, tell my people they are the gift. Hallelujah. You have life in you. You are the gift. You are the gift this morning. I want to talk about the gift of being a mother, the gift of being a father, the gift of being a sister. Glory to God. I'm just talking about the gift of life. God has given you the gift of life. I come forth, hallelujah, and I may be a little bit different than other preachers, but God told me last night, he said, tell my people that they are the gift. Yes, the Holy Spirit has endowed you with the gift of wisdom. He has endowed you with the gift of understanding. He has endowed you according to 1 Corinthians. Yes, he has stirred you up. Glory to God. You have the gift. You have the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of righteousness. But before that, your worth is because you are living in the land that God has created for you to be the gift to the world, to the body of Christ. You are the salt of the earth. You are the gift. Hallelujah. When he breathed life into you, when he spoke you into existence, he said, I'm going to give a gift to mankind. Yes, that's you. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am, that's you. Yes, sir, that's you. You might be sitting on the couch. You may be eating this morning. You may be jogging. You might be getting up saying, what is my life about? And what you, I want you to hear this morning that's coming out of my mouth, the Lord say, you are the gift. You are the gift to the United States. You are the gift to the Caribbean. You are the gift to South America. You are the gift to Africa. You are the gift. Somebody needs you to breathe. Somebody needs you to live. Somebody needs you to get up this morning to rise and shine. You are the gift. You are the motivator. You are the encourager. Hallelujah. You are the rewarder of somebody's faith. Somebody been praying. Somebody been diligently seeking for an answer. Guess what? And the answer is in your mouth. The answer is in your belly. Hallelujah. Somebody needs you to prophesy. You have the gift to prophetically speak into somebody's life. You have the gift to encourage. You have the gift to bless somebody. You have the gift of wealth. You have the gift, glory to God, my God, of joy. Somebody needs joy in their life this morning, and the joy of the Lord is upon you, and the joy of the Lord is your strength, and somebody needs to be strengthened. Can I just talk about you being the gift today? Come on, work with me. And I just talk about how God has blessed you. Yes, you. You are an abundance of blessings. Oh, yes, I just spoke that to somebody this morning. You are the abundance of blessing. Glory to God. Somebody needs you to call them and wake them up this morning. I had a phone call this morning. Glory to God. My grandbaby called me. She's Nana number two. And when she called me, she said, Nana, I'm just calling this morning to say good morning. Guess what? She was my gift this morning. She got me up. She made me motivated. She encouraged me just by hearing her voice. She's a gift to my life. You are a gift to somebody's life. I need you to understand today, somebody is waiting on you. Somebody want to see you on Facebook. Somebody waiting on you, glory to God, to get on TikTok. You are their motivator. You are their encourager. Hallelujah. They're waiting on you to do what you need to do, or what you've been ordained to do, what you've been called to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your smile is somebody's gift this morning. Can y'all hear me? Hallelujah. When you woke up, the devil got mad. When you woke up, hallelujah, and you stretched your arms, hallelujah, and you was waiting and you was ready for what thus said the Lord today, the devil got mad. Why did he get mad? Because somebody's going to live because your life, because somebody's going to breathe again because you are the gift with your hands. Your hands is anointed to touch. Your hands is anointed to fix. Your hands is anointed to encourage. My God, do y'all hear what I'm saying? When the Lord said, let me make man, and he said, let me make man in my own image. Oh my God, he created a gift. He created a gift, and he sent us to the world to do a work. My Lord Jesus Christ, your worth is in you. Your worth is in who you are. You was looking for your worth. You was looking for what, why you was created. I'm telling you today, you were created because you're somebody, and you're somebody in God. You're special. Your smile, my Lord. I have a daughter that rolls with me, and when she goes to me on my assignments, everybody walk by, they say, can you please just smile? I just need you to smile, because why? Her smile wakens up somebody. Her smile encourages somebody. So therefore, she's a gift to them in that day. You never know why God has blessed you to be in the land. You never know sometimes just the little things that you do, it really encourages somebody. All I'm doing today is I want to let somebody know, you might have been at the verge of giving up. You might have been at the verge of saying, throwing in the towel. You might have been at the verge of saying, my life is not worth anything. You might have been at the verge of saying, what am I good for? And the enemy might be telling you, you're good for nothing. But the devil is a liar. God created you for a purpose, and your purpose is so big. You are gifted to be a blessing. You are gifted, my God. Oh, yes, you are. You are the gifted one. Hallelujah. You are the encourager. You are the deliverer to your family. Hold on. Hold on. Hallelujah. Yes, you may have been drugged. Yes, you've been talked about. Yes, you have been forsaken. Yes, you have been downtrodden, but all of those are the trickery of the enemy. Yes, the enemy has tricks. He has tricks to make us feel like nobody loves us. He has tricks to make us feel like nobody wants us. He has tricks to make us feel like nobody listening. He has tricks, but he is a trickery. He is a liar. My God, he is a whisperer. My God, but God said, hold on, because what the Lord is doing, he's doing a mighty work. He's doing a work, hallelujah, in you. He's going to do, and he's doing a work through you. Every time you allow God to just say, I want to bless your life. I want to use you today. I want you to be the encourager today. I want you to be the motivator today. When I was coming on, I heard the woman of God speaking, and she was encouraging the people. But I want to tell you, as she was encouraging, you are so special because you are the gift. Yes, I could talk about the gift that the Holy Spirit has given. Oh, yes, I could talk about the gifts of the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, the evangelist. But yes, your life is so much bigger than just that. What's upon your life, everything you've been through, everything you've learned, my God, some of us have learned so much and we're so full. And God is saying, pour out. Give it. Give your testimonies. Your testimony is a gift. Your testimony can encourage somebody. Your testimony saves somebody's life. Your testimony, yes, yes, I see it in the realm of the spirit. Somebody's being awakened this morning. Somebody is shouting. Somebody is dancing. My God. The Lord said, when you put your feet on the floor, my God, and you begin to give him a praise, it broke something. It broke something in the realm of the spirit. Your prayer life is a gift. My. Yes, you're praying for the government. You are praying for state officials. You are praying for the president. You are praying. You are intercessor. That is a gift of God. You are praying for your family. You are praying for alignment. You are praying for redemption and redeeming power in the body of Christ, redeeming power, restoration in families, restoration in marriages. Somebody needs to hear, oh, my God, that you are praying. Somebody needs to know when you just say, I'm praying for you, man of God, I'm praying for you, woman of God, or I'm just praying for you, my friend. That encourages somebody and gives them a leap of faith. Yes, Lord, I hear it in the Holy Ghost. Somebody's getting a leap of faith this morning. Somebody's getting a leap. Somebody's getting arousal in their spirit, man, that yes, I can do this. Yes, I can press on. Yes, I can press in. Yes, I can live. Yes, I'm a motivator. Yes, I'm an encourager. Yes, I am a gift to my family. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You're full of the word. You're full of the word. You're full of the word. And every time you go to preach, the enemy wants to make you feel like you're worthless, but the devil is a liar. Every time you prophesy, the devil wants to make it like you missed it, but the devil is a liar. Let me tell you, I come to overthrow every lie of the devil. I come to come against his schemes, his tactics, and I come to motivate you and put you into greater. I come to tell you that your gifts are being stirred up like never before. I come to tell you that your mind is becoming full of clarity. I come to tell you that God is bringing forth, hallelujah, an apostolic release in your life. He's bringing forth a cultivation. I come to tell you that your well is running over. You are full of the blessings of the Lord. You are full of the light of Christ. You are full of the glory of God. You are full of the redeeming power. You are full of the favor. Somebody needs you just to walk by them so they can catch on fire. Yes, Lord, there's fire in your words. voice. There's fire in your belly. There's fire in your hands. Oh, somebody needs the gift that you packed this morning. Somebody needs the gift that you are this morning. Somebody on your way to work, you get ready to bless somebody. Somebody is driving right now, getting ready to go into the office, and God is telling me you're going to bless seven people this morning. Yes, you're going to bless seven people because God is watering you this morning. He is honoring your prayers this morning. He is redeeming your life this morning. Oh, yes, my God, somebody getting ready. You are the gift of wealth. Somebody, the riches that God is about to put in your hand, God is going to tell you how to bless and who to bless. My God, you are the gift of wealth. This is the body of Christ. Yes, I came on a little bit different. And I'm speaking, by the wisdom of God. I'm speaking by the understanding of God. I'm speaking by the word of God. I'm speaking to enlighten this morning. I'm speaking that somebody getting ready to take territory. Yes, yes, you need to, oh, my God, you are the gift and the land is gift to you. You getting ready to take territory because what you're going to do with that ground is going to be phenomenal. Yes, God says sign the contract. Sign the contract. Put your name on the dotted line. This is your answer this morning. Go forth. Yes, seize the land, because how God and what God is going to tell you to build is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be a blessing. You are the gift. You are the gift. People still need you. They need to drink from what you got to offer. You are the drink offerer. God is pouring you out. Yes, you are the holy vessel. My God, you are the light in dark places. Oh, yes, come on, Holy Ghost. You are the light. You are the redeeming light. God is sending you into a dark area. Somebody, God is sending you into a dark area that the light that you carry will shine in that dark place. My God. And you're going to bring five people out of a dark place. Yes, you go in, and God has equipped you to go in. You're fully armored. You're fully geared. I come to encourage. I come to stir this morning. I come to set the captives free this morning. I come that if you had any doubts in your mind, if you was wavering in your faith, no longer will you waver. Set the Spirit of the Lord. But God is bringing you out, and he's bringing you up. My God, your mind is becoming sound and clear. Where the devil had it all cloudy. My Lord, my God, you won't commit suicide. The devil is a liar, because you're going to live. You're going to thrive. You're going to eat off this word today. You're going to be motivated today. You are a glory carrier. Ah, yes, Lord, you are the gift of principle. Some people don't even understand you are the gift of order, apostolic order. When you walk in a room where there is chaos and where there is confusion, you bring divine order. Yes, I say it again. Somebody listen to me. You are the gift of order. When you walk in the room where there's chaos and confusion, you bring divine order. Somebody, you are the gift of peace. Where somebody is troubled in their mind, troubled in their spirit, troubled in their home, troubled in their heart, God sends you out and you bring peace. You walk into the situation, and out of your mouth, whatever you speak, it just calls an enlightenment. It just calls a peace. My God, where there was troubled water, you smooth out. Ah, yes, Lord, you smooth it out. But why? By what you say, by your presence. Your presence is peaceful. Ah, yes, Lord, I come to let you know that you are the gift today. You got to, and so what am I saying in all of that? You got to find you. You've been looking for somebody else, but God is telling me to tell you to find you. Find you, encourage you, build you, motivate you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That is what I've come to do this morning. I come to let you know you are important. I come to let you know you are blessed. I come to let you know you are somebody. You are somebody in this earth. You are somebody in God. You are somebody in your family. You are somebody in your marriage. The devil is a liar. Most of our warfare in the earth is because we listen to a lying spirit. Most of our warfare in the earth because we doubt what God has already promised. We are pushing out doubt today. Well, and see what doubt does, it brings devastation. It brings disturbance. It brings it in into your spirit, and then he tries to cultivate it. But the devil is a liar. It's being eradicated. Yes, I say in the name of Jesus, doubt is being eradicated. Disturbance is being eradicated. Disappointment is being eradicated, and you're getting ready to be motivated. You're getting ready to be lifted up in your mind. Yes, come on with me right now. Come on with me right now. You're already full of the word. You're already full of the word. And what God is doing today is to stir what you've already been given. You've already been given the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I come to stir it. I come to activate it. I come to cultivate it. I come to renew it. Oh, yes, somebody needed to be renewed today. And that is yes, Lord, I come to renew you in the realm of the spirit. I come to renew you in the mind of Christ. Yes, you shall live. Your life is so worth living. Yes, your life is so worth living. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, my God, you are the gift to that nation. You are the gift to that region. You are the gift. Yes, you are. You are the gift to that state. You are the gift, my God. You are the gift to that neighborhood. You are the gift to that family. They need you. Yes, hallelujah. They need you. God has given you life, and he said, I give you life, and I give you life, and I give it more abundantly. So today, receive your abundance in the name of Jesus. Receive, receive, receive the word of the Lord. Receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit. The angels of the Lord are with you to help you to do whatever you need to do. I want to speak to some business owners. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, you are the gift. He's giving you a business. He wants you to work it. He's cultivating you. He's redeeming you. He's restoring you. He's renewing you. He's giving you fresh ideas. Hallelujah. For your business. Your business is needed in the universe. It's needed in the earth. It's needed in your government. It's needed. It's needed. It's needed. You are important. Hallelujah. Don't look to the left nor the right, but stay right where you are and stay focused on the plans that God has given you, the plans that you have written down, the plans, glory to God, that you have dreamed about, the plans that God has shown you and made it plain. Yes, everything that God has promised, it shall come to pass. Why? Because you are the gift to the body of Christ. You are the gift to the earth. You don't need to look to the left nor the right. You need to look in yourself, because everything you need is within you. I want to minister to your heart today. Everything you need is within you. Yes, Lord, you are the resource. And God is your source. You are the resource to many. Many is waiting on you to be who God created you to be. Just you as the gift. Just you as the voice of love, the voice of assurance. Yes, let me touch that right there. You are the love that people need. You are the love that people need. You know they've been waiting on you. When you come around, it just seems like everything catches and becomes just full of life, because that's what love is. Love brings life. Love brings life. So when you come around, you are the life of the party. Y'all heard that saying, you're the life of the party, because you're the love child. You're the person that brings the honor. You're the person that brings perspective. You're the person that brings the encounter with love. And so when you just keep on going into that neighborhood, keep on going around the people, keep on surrounding yourself with those that God has connected you to, yes, connections are important. Why? Because you are the gift to that connection. You are the gift. You are the gift on the radio. You are the gift on your job. You are the gift. We need you in the earth. We need you. We need you. We need you. Somebody just needs to know that they need it today. Can I just talk right there? Somebody needs to know. I feel it deep in my spirit. You are needed. Your life is not worthless. Your life is full of purpose. Your life is so worthy. My God, you are special. The little things that you do are special. The big things that somebody do is special. You are so worthy. God has planted your feet. I hear you, Holy Ghost. He has planted your feet. Yes, you are planted. You are planted. And the Lord said you cannot be plucked up. You cannot be taken out of your spot. It doesn't matter what the witch, the warlocks say, the divinators say, the enemies, the entities say, you cannot be plucked up. Where God has planted you, you shall flourish. Yes, Holy Ghost, where God has planted you, you shall flourish. Take hope today. Take heed today what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because he's speaking to many. He's multiplying his word. He's increasing his word. He's renewing his word. The devil is a liar. Demons flee in the name of Jesus. Where the light comes and where truth comes, demons have to flee. They cannot stay where there's light. They cannot stay. Demons look for dark places. Yes. They look for dark places. So therefore, that's why I'm calling you out of discouragement today. I'm calling you out of devastation today. I'm calling you from a place of disturbance today because you're not going to stay, hallelujah, in a dark place. You're not going to stay in a negative place. You're not going to get lost in a place of darkness. But God has found you. He's looking for you. He's propelling you. Yes, glory to God. I'm an advocate today to push you forward. Glory to God. Yes, I stand in the gap today. I'm the lawyer today. I'm the legal representation today of the Holy Spirit to say you are more than enough. You are important. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is fighting your case today. He's sending somebody out, glory to God, to stand for you today, to stand for you and to stand with you. He's sending the angels of the Lord, the holy host of angels, to be all around you. Glory to God. Your situation and your circumstances are changing. Do not get disheartened. Do not lose hope. Hallelujah. Because somebody is praying and somebody is a gift to your situation. God is stirring up the gift. Somebody is waiting. God is getting ready to send somebody to you as he's getting ready to send you to somebody. We need each other to build. Glory to God. We are builders one towards another. We are one together. We are strong together. Hallelujah. And God is doing a mighty work, and he's doing, and he's multiplying, and he's increasing. And I hear the Lord say he's enlarging your territory. Whoever the word of the Lord is for, I pray that you receive it, that you take it in, glory to God, and that you regurgitate out all the negative, all the empty spaces. Glory to God. Holy Spirit, fill up the empty spaces in them that they will no longer feel neglected. They will no longer feel rejected. They will no longer feel abandoned because they are the gift. They are the gift to life. They are the ones, glory to God, that you have chosen to stand, that you have chosen, glory to God, to speak, that you have chosen to love, that you have chosen to bring order, that you have chosen, my God, to set things in divine alignment in the earth. Yes, you are the gift today. You are important. God has ordained your life. Your life is so worth living. I'm saying the same thing. I'm repeating myself because until it gets in your spirit, I'm not lost for words, but I come to say we got to hear the word of the Lord continuously until it get in our spirit. We got to continue to hear the same thing until that thing catch fire. It catch hold to us. It gains momentum. That's what I'm putting up on you today, to gain momentum. I need your spirit to gain momentum. Oh, you're not going to be lackadaisy. You're not going to be lazy, but I am pushing you. I'm encouraging you. You can call me a spiritual coach. You can call me an apostle. You can call me a prophet. It doesn't matter. Whatever you need today, I am the gift today to say you're going to get up. You're going to strive. You're going to go forward. You're going to be motivated, encouraged. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You say, oh, I've been in the same mundane routine. Oh, I've been in the same thing. It seems like I'm not moving. It seems like I'm not going forward. The devil is a liar. No matter what you think you are moving forward. Your life is moving forward. You got to say that to yourself. Say, I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. I'm marching forward. Yes, you got your marching papers. Glory to God. You got your orders, hallelujah, from the kingdom. And therefore, you are taking territory. You are taking reins. You are taking quantum leaps. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. You are taking quantum leaps in the realm of the spirit. I need to let you know you are being awaken and shaken every time you hear the word. God is going to begin to add to your life. Every time you hear the word, God is going to begin to cultivate your life. Every time you hear the word, every time you hear instructions, you will obey. Every time you hear the word of God, you will move forward. Yes, overflow, more than enough. Hallelujah. Because that is what God is doing in your life, because God is making you bigger and bigger and bigger. Glory to God. As you thirst and hunger after righteousness, he shall fill you. That is who you are. You are being filled to be the gift that you need to be. You are being filled to be the gift that you need to be. Ah, yes, nobody rejects a gift. Hallelujah. Not too many people reject the gift. Yes, today I just want to see yourself like the beautiful, beautiful bow that you are, the beautiful package that you are. You are so full of life. You are so full of purpose. You are so full of assurance. You are so full of confidence. Can anybody just speak with me today? Can anybody take this word and just take it in and gravitate to it? Yeah. Usher in this word. Usher in the Holy Spirit. Usher in this life. Usher in this motivation. Oh, my God. Usher in this encouragement. Endow it. Let it endow you today. Let it move upon you today. Let it be effective today. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, you shall live and you shall not die. Let me speak to anybody that got an illness today. You shall live and you shall not die. Let me speak to anybody that losing hope today. You shall live and you shall not die. Glory to God. Rise up. Glory to God. Let the Lord rise you up. Let the Holy Spirit rise you up. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed mentally. Be healed physically. Be healed financially. Be healed emotionally. Be healed spiritually. And as I stated in the beginning, wounded soldiers, wounded soldiers, wounded soldiers, I call you healed. Wounded soldiers to be on the front line. Wounded pastors, wounded prophets, wounded evangelists, I called you healed today. I called you healed. I called you healed for the body of Christ. You are still needed. You are still needed to prophesy. You are still, yes, I'm unlocking it today. The devil is a liar. Whatever bondage you've been in, I'm unlocking you from that bondage in the name of Jesus to bring a word of encouragement. Hallelujah. You will no longer be in a stale place, but you're getting ready to be in a place of clarity and motivation. You're getting ready. You no longer will you be in a dry place, but you're getting ready to be watered. Hallelujah. Watered. Hallelujah. Watered. God is going to give the increase to your gift. God is going to give the increase to your insight. God is going to give the increase to your pocketbook. God is going to give the increase. Increase to your faith. Increase to your understanding. Increase to your love walk. Increase to your peace. Increase to your joy. Increase, glory to God, to the fruits of righteousness. Increase to the Holy Spirit that's within you. He's going to give the increase. I see him pouring it out. Oh, yes, just take a cup. Those that understand the prophetic word, I'm going to slow down. Everybody that understands the operation of the prophetic, glory to God, and catch me in the realm of the spirit, I just advise you to take a cup. If you don't, if you're driving, just take a cup in your mind. If you're at home, get a natural cup. If you're at the job and you can get any type of a styrofoam cup, if whatever you can do, if you can move around, wherever you are, but if you can't, just in your mind, get a cup, put it in front of you and say, Lord, fill it up. Yeshah. Lord, I receive today. Lord, I take today. Lord, I receive today. Yes, Lord, fill my cup up. Yes, Lord, cause my cup to overflow. Yes, Lord, I realize that I am the gift. Yes, Lord, I realize that I am the gift. Yes, Lord, I realize that I am the one with purpose. Yes, Lord, I realize that I am somebody in you. Yes, Lord, fill my cup because he comes to motivate. The Lord comes to encourage, and he comes to speak life. When you see the Lord filling that cup up in the realm of the spirit, and you got your spiritual eye and your spiritual gaze on that cup, when you see that cup just overflowing, just pour that cup, just begin to drink. In the realm of the spirit, just begin to drink. It's a prophetic act. And watch your belly change. Watch your motivation change. Watch your encouragement change. Because why? You're doing it by faith. Not by sight. You're doing it by faith. Not by sight. You're doing it by faith. You're taking in what thus said the Lord. You're taking in what thus said the Lord. You're going to run again. Somebody, I see you tying up your shoes because you're getting ready to run again. You're getting ready to run again. You're getting ready to run towards your destiny. You're getting ready to run towards your race. You're getting ready to run towards your vision. You're getting ready to run towards, hallelujah, your dream. Oh, yes, your entrepreneurship. You're getting ready to run again. Ah, yes, God, tie up your shoes and lace them up because you're getting ready to move forward. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. You're not staying in a stuck place. You're not staying in a mundane place. You're not staying in a place, hallelujah, where you're tired. But God is bringing elevation. He's bringing elevation. Glory Glory be to God. Yes, he is. Elevation, 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 elevation. Oh, I come in. I'm a woman of faith. I am a woman of faith. I believe that whatever I speak, not one word will fall to the ground. But I believe that today the word of the Lord is falling on fertile ground. It's falling on those that are hunger after righteousness, those that are hunger after the things of God, those that are hunger after knowledge, hungering after wisdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Applying these principles to your life. Applying the word of God to your life. Those that know that the devil is a liar. He is a defeated foe. And you got to let him know you don't have no authority over who I am in God. You don't have no authority over the gift that I am. You don't have no authority over the blessing that I have been created to be. Oh, yes, God. Oh, yes, hallelujah. I felt that thing. Satan, you have no authority over the gift that I have been created to be. My God, somebody needs to say that. Somebody needs to say that. Satan, you have no authority in my life. You have no authority. You cannot divert my life. You cannot cause chaos in my life. I take the authority of God. I take the authority of the word. I take the authority of the blessings. I take the authority of the blood. I take the authority of the redeeming power of the living God. Hallelujah. It's over my life. I am who God say I am. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Hallelujah. I am bold in the Lord. I am a soldier of the God that I serve. I serve the true and living God. I serve Yahweh. Ah, my God, Yahshua. Hallelujah. I serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. The Creator. Ah, yes, God. Hallelujah. Alpha and Omega, the beginning, the end, the first and the last. Hallelujah. He has full authority over my life. Take your authority in God. Take your authority in God. Take your assurance in God. Take your boldness in God. Take your clarity in God. Take your wealth in God. Hallelujah. You got to let the devil know you are the gift today. I see somebody breaking through this morning. I see somebody with a laugh on their face. I see somebody getting happy. I see somebody figuring it out. I see somebody coming into alignment with the word of the Lord, coming into alignment with this truth. I see somebody, it's registering in your spirit, man. It's registering in your ear. It's registering in your understanding. Yes, you're taking hold to the word of God today. Yes, you say what I've been listening to. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Get excited because something is getting ready to happen. Because why? You are recognizing who you are. That's the first sign of victory, when you recognize who you are, when you know that God has created you for a purpose. We can fill you with a lot of words, a lot of words, a lot of words. But when you don't know who you are and you don't understand that you are the gift and you don't understand that you are somebody that somebody is looking for, somebody needs you. When you understand, mama, you still needed by your children. Daddy, you are still important. Husband, your wife still needs you. Wife, your husband still needs you. And you come in alignment with that. The devil is a liar. I break the voice of the enemy today. He has no authority. He has no place in your life. He has no authority in your life. He has no control over your life. Hallelujah. The redeeming power of the living God takes over your life. Woosha. In the name of Jesus. I don't know where I'm at in my time. I just bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. But I'm excited because somebody's being awakened this morning. I'm excited because somebody is being stirred this morning. I'm excited because somebody's about to let that word they have been given over a course of time come alive in them this morning. I'm excited because somebody is coming from up under the demonic lies of the enemy, the demonic attacks of the enemy, the demonic delusion of the enemy. Somebody is getting their mind together to say, I'm more than what you told me, devil. I'm more than what you told me. I'm more than what somebody else think about me. It's what I know who God has called me. It's what I know what God has said about me. It's what I know that the Father has spoke over my life by the Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, you no longer have to be frantic about your destiny, but be assured. You don't no longer have to feel uncertain about what's about to happen, but be assured and be confident that you are the gift that God has raised up. You are the blessing that God has raised up. You are the redeemer that God has raised up. You are the healer that God has raised up. You are the one that the Lord, hallelujah, that is renewing. You are the one that God has set on fire. You are the one that God has put his love in. You are the one that God has called you a friend. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. You are a friend of God. You are a friend of God. So if you are a friend of God, you are a friend to many. Oh, yes, Lord. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. You are a friend of God. Isha, you are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. Yes, Lord, I come to speak life this morning. I come to speak, hallelujah, encouragement this morning. I come to say let's rock and roll in the realm of the spirit. Glory be to God. We're picking ourselves up, hey, and we're moving forward. And we're not giving in and we're not giving up, no matter what it looked like, because we walk by faith and not by sight. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so, and I say we've been redeemed today. I say we are redeemed, hallelujah, because why? We've had an encounter with the Holy Spirit. We've had an encounter with God. We have had an encounter, hallelujah, glory to God, with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. So now I'm getting ready to release, and I know, glory to God, I'm excited. I believe that somebody has heard the word of the Lord today. I believe people have received today, and I want to thank God for this opportunity in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You are the gift. You are the gift. We had a caller, but they just hung up. That the hand was up. Caller, you can call back in. The number is 563-999-3628. Make sure you press 1 again. When the Holy Spirit is moving, I'm sorry, I do not interrupt the prophet when the prophet is prophesying to God's people. But caller, you're definitely welcome to call back in before the show is over. Thank you so much, Woman of God, coming on, giving that word. You are the gift. If you guys didn't understand what she was saying or didn't hear it, go back and hit the replay. It blessed me this morning. I'm sure it blessed other people in the body of Christ. You were so on point this morning. For those are ones that need to hear it, heard it right on time when they needed to hear it. Father God, I should give back to your daughter that she gave out this morning to your people. Bless her tremendously, Heavenly Father, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Cover her husband, her children, her grandchildren, and her family, and her businesses. Right now, Lord, you know the need and desire in her heart, and I ask you to bless her with an overflow of blessings, because she did just what you told her to do this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Apostle D, how can the people get in contact with you if they want to hear a word from God, from you again, or if they just want you to come out and speak? How can they reach you?
Amen, amen, hallelujah. My voice is trying to leave me, but to God be the glory. I am on Facebook as Dinette Cherie. I'm also on Facebook as Apostle Dinette. And my website is dsrmglobal@gmail.com. I have so many websites, so sometimes I get a little crisscross. But again, you can find me on Facebook as Dinette Cherie, and as well as my Facebook page, Apostle Dinette Cherie. And I have a men's magazine, and I am definitely looking for men writers. Anyone that would like to showcase their business, its page is The Well-Rounded Men on Facebook. So I'm very excited, and I thank God for this opportunity. Amen.
Amen, amen. We're not going to prolong the time. We're going to give the caller a few more minutes to come back. But we all know that what we say on here before we close is the overcomer scripture. Romans 10:9 says, you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9 says, you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, he doesn't care about what you did last night, nor early this morning, but all you need to do is surrender to Christ. That's it. Here I am, Lord. I need you. I tried it my way, and it did not work. It's just that simple. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible or speak in tongues. He'll hear your heart louder than he will hear your voice. Now that you surrender your life to Christ, welcome. Hello, my sister and my brother. But let me tell you, it's not going to be easy. Now you're not working and letting the devil use you. Now the fight has begun. I ask you to link up with like-minded people. I'm going to give you three keys. One, find, get you a Bible, whether it's King James, the NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. Anybody that come on here that you want to connect with, let me know. 832-519-7646. And Apostle and I will connect you with that pastor or that covering. It's not about him and I. It's all about kingdom business. You're definitely welcome to join the Abba House, 709 Eastland Street, Houston, Texas, 77028, Sundays at 3 o'clock. Three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they are walking in what they're preaching. Now, this must line up because the enemy is crafty. That's when you go to God and ask him to show you a personal part before you get up under him. Get your Bible, find your church home, and make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching, and walking the same thing. Remember, we still have blessed all if you need it. 832-519-7646. If you want to bless the broadcast, it's $WGC2020. $WGC2020. We also go out and feed the homeless and supply and help them with things that they need, like soap, water, deodorant, pads. It's about helping one another. There's no I in team. If you want to sow, if you want to be a part of it, let us know. We can go out together because we definitely pray for them. Now, remember, the oil is not miracle water, soap, miracle soap, or miracle towel. It's your faith that's north to all. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. If you want to hear the replay, it's on my page as well as Worldwide Gospel page as well. So you can go back and hear the woman of God. You are the gift. Hold your head up, stick your chest out, and stand and know who you are and whose you are. Think time. If you need to be connected with somebody that's going to push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny, and any one of the speakers you heard, you feel that's them, let me know. Apostle and I will definitely connect you. Again, it's not about us. It's all about God. The woman of God came on and told you, you are a gift. Somebody needs you. Somebody needs to hear your testimony. Somebody needs your smile. Somebody needs your hug. You never know what that hug or that smile could do to somebody. It just might save their life. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. Know that God loves you, and so do we. And keep standing on his word.
This time I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful. Have done. Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful. The victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on. About your works. Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful, 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 gratefulness is flowing.